In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Teach us to pray, O Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. I will thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly. And the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. Adoration and glory belong by right to you, Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was slain for us. So we finished the entire first letter of the Apostle Paul to Timothy yesterday, and today we begin something new. From the beginning of the book of the prophet Haggai. On the first day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehoiada. Thus says the Lord of armies, this people says, not now has the time come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then this word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you to dwell in your own paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now thus says the Lord of armies, consider your ways. You have sown much, but you have brought in little. You have eaten, but you have not been satisfied. You have drunken, but have not been exhilarated. You have clothed yourself, but have not been warmed. And he who earned wages earned them for a bag with holes in it. Thus says the Lord of armies, consider your ways. Go up into the hill country, bring timber and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and receive my glory, says the Lord. You expected much, but it came to little, and what you brought home I blew away. For what cause, says the Lord of armies? Because my house lies in ruins, while each of you hurries to his own house. Therefore the heavens withheld from you their dew, and the earth her crops, and I called for a drought upon the land and upon mountains, upon the grain, upon the wine and upon the oil, and upon all that the ground brings forth. upon men and upon beasts and upon all that is produced by hand. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and the high priest Joshua, son of Jehoiada, and the remnant of the people listened to the voice of the Lord their God and to the words of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared because of the Lord. And the Lord's messenger Haggai proclaimed to the people as the message of the Lord, "I am with you," says the Lord. Then the Lord stirred up the spirit of the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and the spirit of the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehoiada, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, so that they came and set to work on the house of the Lord of armies, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth moon. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. "Tell this to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehoiada, and to the remnant of the people, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory, and how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and take courage, Joshua, high priest, son of Jehoiada, and take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of armies. This is the pact that I made with you when I came out of Egypt, and my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of armies. One moment yet, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. Mine is the silver and mine the gold, says the Lord of armies. Greater will be the future glory of the house, of this house, than the former, says the Lord of armies. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of armies. Responsory prayer. Go up into the hill country and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, says the Lord. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, and I will take pleasure in it, says the Lord. From a commentary on Haggai by Cyril of Alexandria. My name is great among the nations is the caption the church has chosen. When our Savior came, he appeared as a divine temple, glorious beyond any comparison, far more splendid and excellent than the older temple. He exceeded the old as much as worshiping Christ, and the Gospels excels the cult of the laws, as much as truth exceeds its shadows. Moreover, I must point out that originally there was just one temple at Jerusalem in which one people, the Israelites, offered their sacrifices. Since the only begotten Son became like us, and as Scripture says, though he was Lord and God, he has shone upon us, the rest of the world has been filled with places of worship. Now there are countless worshippers who honor the universal Lord with spiritual sacrifices and fragrant sacrifices. This surely is what Micah foretold, speaking as if in the person of God, "I am a great king," says the Lord. My name is honored among the nations, and everywhere there is offered into my name the fragrance of a pure sacrifice. With justice, therefore, do we say that the final temple, the church, will be more glorious. To those who are so solicitous for the church and labor for its construction, Haggai declares that a gift will be made, a gift from heaven given by the Savior. That gift is Christ himself, the peace of all men. Through him we have access in the one Spirit to the Father. The prophet goes on to say, "I will give peace to this place, and peace of soul to save all who lay the foundation to rebuild the temple. Christ, too, says somewhere, "My peace I give you." Paul will teach how profitable this is for those who love. The peace of Christ, he says, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your minds and hearts. Isaiah the seer made the same prayer. O Lord our God, give us peace, for you have given us everything. Once a man has been found worthy of Christ's peace, he can easily save his soul and guide his mind to carry out exacting the demands of virtue. Haggai therefore declares that peace will be given to all who build. One builds the church either as a teacher of the sacred mysteries, as one set over the house of God, or as one who works for his own good by setting himself forth as a living and spiritual stone in the holy temple, God's dwelling place in the Spirit. The results of these efforts will profit such men so that each will be able to gain his own salvation without difficulty. Responsory prayer. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. They will praise you forever. Many nations will join the Lord on that day, and they will be his people. They will praise you forever. Let's see what we have here. In God's faith, if God's face shines upon us, then we shall be saved. Trusting in the Father's love and mercy, we now pray that the church may go forth toward those who are in need of forgiveness, love, and the truth of the gospel. That God direct the minds and hearts of those in public office for the true peace and freedom of all. That our parish truly live as God's people, producing spiritual fruit to his glory. For all who lack meaning, purpose, or good direction in life, that God draw close to them with his love. For the repose of the souls of all the faithful departed, and for all who are close to death. For the grace this week to live with greater gratitude for the mercy of God. For God's grace and mercy, and for the gift of being able to say thank you and ask for virginal simplicity and purity for all of us. Pray for Pope Leo and for his intentions. Loving Father, give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Yeah, pray for our Holy Father's monthly intentions. After we profess our faith in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, and for us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, and I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I offer my partial plenary indulgence after this, after the chaplet of divine mercy, for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Made it through my biggest set of classes ever today. Well, tomorrow I guess I have to do a little bit of homework that's left over, but still. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Thank you, God, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Eternal Son, Word made flesh, God in person, for your loving care and mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, source of life and comfort, strength and power. Save us and have mercy. Thank you.